quarter just because I want to start with a vert. My father used to call a cheating vert. He used to say that you have a bach in high school. He used to say that you have a guy who learns all week. Learns about smother rabba. It comes Shabbos, he comes home, his parents are saved by Tov. He doesn't even know what parsha is. He could say in Baba Kama the whole day, busting in Parvash Taimana. He managed to pound it, you know, first Seder, second Seder, night Seder. His parents say, Yankel, what are you learning in Yeshiva already? He can't even say simple Dvar Torah. Yeah, the next guy didn't learn a word all week. He didn't push it, he fooled around. He looked up quickly the Shulchan Gavaya before he came home. He has a word of fact, he sits at the table, he says, in Parashas Vayetze, he says, a nice Dvar Torah. And the parents say, wow, Shmerer, we're proud of you. This guy, the poor guy, gets a bad rap. The guy sat on my bus, he didn't even know what parsha is. So, my father, because of that, used to give a cheating birth. The guy got home, he would have a birth to say over the sound. The guy who learned all week, Chachik should have a birth to also sound good. So I want to say over something that you could share with your mishpacha. It's a simple thought, a simple question that you can share with your families, you can think about yourselves. My question is as follows, Mosh. David, let me ask you this. Mending. Something you're looking forward desperately for something. Desperately, desperately, you want something to come. Does time go fast when you want something to come, or time takes forever when you want something to come? Takes forever. When you're waiting for Shir to end, it's not like it speeds by. The clock moves slowly. Any more chance? Oh, come on, giddy up the clock. It's lucky things move slowly. So what's Pshayin the Pasach Chumash Mendi? It says that Yaakov, Ayava Yaakov v'Rachel, Perachav test Pasachav. Yaakov worked for Rachel, Sheva Shanim, 7 years. Vayiyu be'enav, they were in his eyes, ki yonim achadim, like short days, vavosle, since he loved her. Since he loved her so much, they were short days. To Pella, if he loved her so much, they were short days, it was long days. She'd feel forever because he loved her. If he wanted her so badly, it should be long days. Why is that? That it's Kiyom Machadim because he loved her. Oh, you say, Mosh?
Who is it, Leah or
Rachel? Rachel. It says he worked 7 years for her, and it was Kiyom Machadim because he loved her. But he's waiting. Clearly the possible pshuta is he didn't get her until after the 7 years. And it was quick years because he loved her. Frakir, it should take forever. So Mati says pshat, give all the pshat. It just means it was worth it. It doesn't mean it went fast. It means it was worth it. Kiyam Macham, it took forever. It was just worth it compared to the price of short days of something you valued so much. The pshat I say over, the Ezi usually, Ezi doesn't like it. It's a little like lehepich of the... What?
I like it now.
The pshat I like, is that really the pasuk saying how long it took? The pasuk really means it took forever. What does it mean? If you have an hour that you want the shir to end, and you sit in the shir, and the shir chayim takes forever, because you want it to open, you want lunch, you can't wait for the cooks, for the client's food, so you want, manage for lunch to end already. You want lunch to come ready. So the hour takes 12 hours. Afterwards, it feels like 12 hours. You look back, 12 hours passed in an hour. From 12:15 to 1:15, I went to cook. It was the quickest 12 hours ever. It's a way of expressing how long it felt. To Yaakov Avinu, it felt like 50 years. And he saw those 50 years were only 7 years. It was Kiyam Machad, it was like few days compared to the way it felt. Doesn't mean it felt quick. It meant it was Kiyam, it was like few days compared to how it felt. So it's saying how long it took. Since he loved her, it was like few days. It was like so long, squeezed and so short. It was 15 years, only went by in 7 years. That's something maybe a thought to say over. Either Mati's pshat or the Chizkuni's pshat on the Yom Machad. I wanted to say, it says that Yetzi Yaakov Be'er Sheva. So Rashi says that you see a tzaddik from Ir leaves a roshim. A tzaddik leaves a city, it leaves a roshim. So Magish, you see a tzaddik when I walk away, it's a roshim. Shemazman shat tzaddik be'ir, hu haida, hu ziva, hu adara. He's the glory of the city. Yatsumi shami leaves the apana hada. The glory leaves, pana ziva, pana adara. The Yetziyah B'Tzadik Min HaMokim leaves a Roshim. The glick to have a Tzadik in the ear. I just was reading last night from Chaim Brim, but the reason is Chos Gapim B'Tzel of a Tzadik. Reb Chaim Brim was known for his Shema Shel Tzadikin. He was very close to the Diyan Rebbe. He was very close to the Chazon Ish. He was very close to Mr. Zalman Meltzer. He was known for his reason of Shema Shel Tamid HaChamim. He has two pieces in the Sefer, I got to Meretz Yisroel. Moshe Blum brought me back a Sefer Meretz Yisroel from Chaim Brim. And he has two pieces in here, the godless of being around Tzadikim. So it says that Tzadik is the Ziv, is the Hodder of a town. Hu Haidu, Hu Ziva, Hu Hodder of the town. The Tzadik leaves the town, Pana Hodder, Pana Ziva. He brings a Maisa from one of the Gracie Rebbe's, the Chaim Brim brings, that the Rebbe works very hard that people should be able to come to him. He put in a lot of effort, this Rebbe, this full of Kiddush and Tara, put in a lot of effort that the Chassidim could come to visit him on one of their Golan. And he told people that, and the Rebbe said, and Chaim Brim said this over, that the people who come to him are all saved from Gehenna. He said that, and the Rebbe said in there, so, that he said he put such effort into having the people come. I don't know what preparations need to be. He said, because when they come to him, they say, we didn't show Gehenna. They don't, he said, none of these specific who come to me are seeing Gehenna. He said, many different lines of people who knew what they were saying, who had Shaykhs tell Yonim, who had Shaykhs with Dvarim Nistarim. So the Tzaddik is, but my cash is, so why is it saved by Avram Avinu? Yitzchak and Avram, why is it saved by Yaakov Avinu? Yitzchak and Avram moved around also. Yaakov wasn't the first of the obvious to move around. So I want to suggest that perhaps it says by Yaakov, Pump by Yaakov, it says that when the Tzaddik leaves, he's a Roshim. Avram is the Amura Chesed. Avram represents Chesed. When the Baal Chesed leaves, Yedein understands it makes a Roshim. All the Chesed organizations to run, all the Chesed institutions, the Makare, leaves a Roshim. Yitzchak's the Gvura, is the Kanoi, is the one who says, Rabbi Sai, it's not being done right, Gvura. When that person leaves, it's Zichron makes a Roshim, he's the Darshan, the one giving Musa to everybody. But Yaakov Avinu, it says Gvura is the leader of Yitzchak. So, Yaakov Avinu, it's very like that, which I can't bring open rise to. In the Pesukim, it says, the Pesukim with Rashi Ramban, is Yitzchak's Avodah was like mirroring Avraham Avinu's. You also called out Shem Hashem. It's more in Svarim, it says that his thing was Yaakov Avinu's Midah was the Yiddish Tan, Yoshimon's the Masmid. On the Masmid, it's Shaykh to say, what does it help me? On the Masmid, it's Shaykh to say, what Shaykhs does he have? That he, when he leaves, it makes a Roshim. What's the difference where he is? He impacts around him. And Bedavka on the Masmid, it wants to say, Panaziva, him more than anybody, Panaziva, Panadara. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says in Chelech says that somebody who says my Ahani Rabbanan has no Chelech Lo Elam Abba. Shver punishment. It's a Pella. Somebody who says, hey, rabbis, what do they help me? He's sitting and learning in the court. He has no Chelech Lo Elam Abba. Rav Elie Lapian said, Pshat. What's the Pshat? It seems a little overly harsh. A guy simply wondering out loud, Lamaisi, sitting in the corner. Lamaisi, I'm embarrassed to say, there are people who think like this. It's hard for me to say this. You know, I see a person going around and he's giving chizuk and he's saying the guy sitting in the corner, Lamaisi, Hashem's up to say, but it leads me to think once in a while, what's he doing for the world? And the verse says, you say my Ani Le Rabbanan, Ein Lechid Lo Lamo. It's rather harsh. You know, I just was trying to understand that. You're allowed to ask why. Why? What is it that Rabbana does? But this seems rather harsh. Somebody who's sold into believing Rabbana don't help. Eilechem on Abba. Re'ul Lapian says Pshat. He says, why is it that somebody who says my Ahanile Rabbana is no chek on Abba? So Re'ul Lapian says that the MS, we use up our schar like as the following mashal. Re'ul Lapian doesn't give this mashal. I'm going to give the following mashal. A baseball player, I would say. A baseball player earns a salary. There's a stir, let me start. There's a stir in Chazal. The Gemara in Kedushin, at the end of the first paragraph of Kedushin, Katav Mem, says, Schar mitzvahi al-Molecha. There's no schar in el-Mazer. Schar mitzvahi al-Molecha. Friends of Kashi, you say Shema every day. Vayim Shemaya Tishmon, Zazai Shemek, Mitzvah Eschem Ayon, Lavd Hashem, and it says, I'll bring Matar, it says all the brothers. The Gemara is against the Pasuk. Schar mitzvahi al-Molecha. I say Shema, maybe we both say Shema every day. There's schar. How could the Gemara say schar mitzvahi al-Molecha? There is schar. So, the answer given, Rav Lapian says this in this piece, it says from Kadmoinim, it says from earlier. When the Maggid's supposed to have said it, earlier I've said it, Rav Lapian says very simply, you take a baseball player, thank you. You take a baseball player, by say, a baseball player earns a salary, to update it, he earns a salary of $15 million. $12 million, big salary. The guy also gets, besides playing baseball, he wears shoes, he gets uniform, new uniform for every few games. He gets a new glove, some of these guys a new glove every game. I assure you, he doesn't pay for his glove. The guy pays for his glove, though. A new bat every few games. How many bats does each player have? How many? 100 bats. He has 100 bats. He switches every few games. Do they deduct? You have to get it, figure out. He got some bats, he got balls, he got gloves, he got uniforms. That they deduct from his salary. They minus 15 million, minus all that. Why not? Terry says it's just when you need to play the game. That's not salary. That's not called payment. That's when you need to play the game. Is the pshat that Schar Mitzvah Yom HaLevet, there's no Schar for Mitzvahs. In Shema we're saying that the person gets his tools that he needs to live life. The Tzadik Hashem gives him tools. In Avraham Avinu Hashem gives him speaking abilities. It's not Schar. That's in order, Hashem gives him wealth. That's not Schar. Avraham was wealthy in order to fund his, to do more of his mitzvahs. It's simply the batting ball he needs to play the game. It's not Schar, it's what he needs to do his avodah, to carry on. He needs those kaifas, the strength and the abilities, that we don't perceive as Schar. That all Rabbi says is for the tzaddik. That's for the tzaddik. The tzaddik talk is playing the game. Zagavel Lapian, you know, one sunrise, the zchus of our entire life. You know what it means to have one sunrise for a person? Zagavel Lapian, the tzaddik, who uses the whole sunrise and the whole power of the sun only l'man Hashem, only the service of Hashem, so it doesn't count as schar. But the people, the average person, the average guy who does a lot for himself, not l'man Hashem. It's not everything's done for Hashem. It's not b'chol maseh you do'eh, b'chol maseh chada'eh. In all your actions, know Hashem. The plug it is he does for himself, so that he uses up star. One sunrise, boom, he's done the losses of an abba. Olam, how are you on? You got all your star ready. You got all your star, one sunrise. You didn't use it, l'man Hashem. The terrors we can come is we can say to the Rebbeinu Shlom, yeah, but the tzaddik. The sun rose for the tzaddik. The Rebbeinu Lapian says, not the Siddur Shirei, the Rebbeinu Lapian says this. The sun rose for the tzaddik. Menei like menei also. Be'er Yosef says the same word. Menei le versus the light. Menei like menei also. It rose for the tzaddik. Let me be menei also. Ibazoi, the tzaddik saves us. We're entitled to Olam Haba. Hanos we got, we say we're Agav the tzaddik. They worked all the grains, all the process, the farmers. This is for the tzaddik. I'm allowed to, I can take also. Ibazoi, it gives us Olam Haba. All the bria, all the godless abria is no longer schar because of the tzaddik. It was there for the shvilim, but I was there for the tzaddik. Yeah, the Rebbeinu Shlom made it to me also, certainly. And certainly wants that part that I use the Shem Shemayim. But the tzaddik gives us all Olam Haba. Ibazoi says, somebody says, my Ahani Le'Rabban is meeting me, you don't understand, you don't think you need it, you lose your Olam Haba. For you, Taki, I'm going to count everything as schar. I can ask kashas on it, I admit. The things we got, that wasn't Agav the tzaddik, I can ask kashas on it. This is Rebbeinu Lapian's pshat. Why I'm not the kashas I have on it. But Rebbeinu Lapian's pshat, why the person who says Ma'ale Rabbanon gets no chet lam abo. But either way, it's a person that's the good Hashem, whatever, if he doesn't understand the whole lamdas, a tzaddik does well for us all. Who ziva, who adara? Sometimes you don't understand it, we can feel it. The simplest way to understand it, Rebbeinu Lapian is a mahalach. The simplest way to understand it is God loves this person. The Rebbeinu Shlom, the Bayi Yaakov loves this person. If you love somebody, so and all his friends, people around him, you give them good also. The the lashon says the shon quotes the chazal that kol olam kulo is praying with sabbos shalzu to have a kesher to this person. It's a really good thing to be a tzaddik and to have a kesher to a tzaddik. To attach oneself to a tzaddik, to have shaychus to a tzaddik. I push Bochum a lot to go to the mirror. My desire is I should get attached to tzaddikim. The anoshim tzaddikim, the tzaddik is soilelam, the foundation of the world. Attach yourself to tzaddikim. Somebody has a shy tzaddikim that understands this Rashi better. Till you go to the mirror, this Rashi you may struggle with. But go to the mirror, you won't have a kash anymore. But goes like Rashi, that a tzaddik, who oido, who ziva, who adora, yatz mishom pono oido, pono ziva, pono adora. It's filled, it's missing. It's missing. When you sit in the presence of a tzaddik, you feel you have to send through the universe. Who ziva, who adora. And bedavka by Yaakov, and bedavka, not by the one, the ishtam yoshiv oilam, it says, yitzi tzaddik, tzaddik, tzaddik. There's a word I said over every single year, and this year will be no exception. It's a word that I think a pasuk. I was mechaber to Vayu Lapian, and I think a pasuk here brings out the midas of Yaakov. A person can learn Nerdik Azachim. Yitzi, you know the following conversation. Yitzi's a thinking person. Did it ever bother you, the following conversation? David, tell me what you think about the following conversation. You have two guys meet each other in camp for the first time. Shalom Aleichem, what's your name? My name is Yitzi Abrams. Shalom, my name is Daniel Kirsch. Yitzi, where are you from? We'll do it and we'll play it out. Yitzi, where are you from? Detroit? You know Mayor Arm? I also know him. Great. Kirsch, where are you from? I'm from Waterbury, Connecticut. Are you from Waterbury? You know Mike Ziskin? Cool. Yeah, I know. Good ball player, right? Yeah. What? Okay, so now what? What was the point? Isn't that one of the most useless conversations? You ever had that conversation with me? What are you trying to do? So what? And if it's a guy you knew well, Chaim, if the pshat is a guy like Mamish, my brother, so the pshat is, oh, you know Yenema, how's he doing? Like, it's something I need to know. Usually it's a guy, you know the famous Katzenellenburg in the Detroit? Yeah. Oh, I also heard about them. Okay, so what? Okay, now what next? Sounds like a waste of conversation. Jewish geography, somebody whispered. But Chaim Tzvi, Yaakov in the does in this week's parasha. Comes Yaakov, and he comes to the Be'er, to the well, and he sees the shepherds there, and he says to the people, Me'ayin atem, where you from? They say, Mecharon anachnu. The Jewish conversation. Yadatem eslom anachim, you know Laban? Vayayim yadanu, we know him. We know him. He's everything beseder by him, it's beseder. Boss, what are you getting at? What's happening? What good? Jewish Yad, this is Mikar, Mikan, Mikar, the Jewish Yad who's played back. He didn't ask some directions. If he asked directions, we won Zach. The Torah would say, by Yoyim and Yaakov, hey, how do you go to his house? By Yoyim and Lahem, you make a right at the corner and a left at the next corner. Brother, he didn't ask directions. What's the difference? Go look. Loving, he cares about loving all of a sudden so much, Yaakov. He's dead, that's what, the world's a better place. He said, well, ask about the daughter, he doesn't ask about the daughter. Kids who had Zvarim, Zokivali Lapian, like this. Ben is, what did Yaakov want to tell the shepherds? Yaakov has a stinging Musa Shmuz to tell the shepherds, and we'll explain the shot of the conversation. He has a stinging Musa Shmuz. The shepherds are lazying around. Shepherds' job is to pasture the sheep in the fields. And he sees the shepherds lazying around. And he has a Musa, what are you guys doing? A little erlichkeit to your job. I speak to Bachman, I was going to be counselors in the camp. I'm not recruiting that much. But I speak to Bachman, I'm always trying to go to be counselors in the camp. It always got me upset. It's something that always gets me upset. The guy, there are two types. There's one guy, doesn't get this guy like, the guy takes an erlich, he has a job, so he gets it, he works. He has ashpon, the kids, he does what he's supposed to be doing. But he's paid to do what he should have, an idealism. Excuse me. No idealism. If you have another guy who lazes around, he wants how little he can get away with doing. not literally, ladies and gentlemen. The kid say refs, he goes down there, he maybe like, he makes a joke and he's barely watching. Where's your Erlich guy? You paid money for this. This is your job. The kids see it also. You're not going to have much fun, the kids. You're there to ref the game. Sit. Don't miss a call. Don't miss one out-of-bounds call. And when I was a kid, he used to bother me also. I used to notice it. He had counts of guys repping a game. The guy's revving, he's talking to somebody else. You say, foul! I go, foul. The guy yells, foul. You're running around the court, foul. Where's your Erlich guy? Where's your, you paid, you have a job. Where's your Erlich guy? If your job, and one of the jobs you're paid to ref a game, sit there, don't miss a call. Don't miss one out of bounds call. You're paid to do that. Yabavina sees the shepherds, they're lazying around. They're sitting there, not pasturing the field. He has a stinging musa shmuz. They're still tying up in the day. Like Eisei Yosef HaMikdeh, it's not the time to gather the sheep. Let's go! Stop lazing around. You're trying, you know what the shepherds would do? The trick. Tricksters. They learn, a bachur in the yeshiva reminds me. A bachur in the yeshiva was arrested for a day. He got arrested. He did a mice, he got arrested. And they sentenced him to community service. So he had to work with the comics. You see, I see a lot of work all the time. The guys who they have their mole, they wear these police shirts, and they have their mole, DPW. They have comics all over. That's where the guys come from. You walk by one of these guys, run.
Orange.
But you know, they wear like DPW shirts, and they're mowing. The guy, look, you see it on Columbia, they mow over there, they put the garbage. It's the DPW. So when they arrested, the guy only, he stole a car, they put him in jail. They have a lot worse, they don't have room in jail, the guy steal cars. So this buck was arrested, asked the guys, like, they're all going, what you're arrested for, it's quite cute. This buck, like, disturbed the peace, he made some noise at night. This guy's like, I stole four cars. Another guy beat up an old lady. Another guy, like, he tried, they asked him what he did. He made some noise at night. But this buck was arrested, and they had him cleaning it, they had him working at a soup kitchen. He started, of course, the nice lemon. He started a food fight in the kitchen. Nice of another time, but they had him working in the kitchen. And he said they had for hours. They worked right after they finished serving, so they had to clean up. So he said all these gahim, all these people, all these comics are going around, they're working their brains. Like, they have to wash the dishes. And they have like all these different jobs, like cleaning up, mopping. He said he sat on one pot for like 3 hours, drying the pot. He said he's just sitting there with a towel, and he just like, he didn't want to touch the food, he didn't want to just get him out. So he said he sat most of the hours, till the chaps, like it doesn't even take 3 hours to dry the same pot. He was just drying the same pot, then running and doing, and he's drying a pot. Here you have the shepherds, they're sitting, they have to give drink to the animals, but they're lazing around, it's for pasture in the fields, it's hot in the fields, they're under the baking sun, so they have to give the drink, so that they're by the well, and they're lazy there. Yaakov says, go, guys, the pay, why, it's not the time to gather up the sheep now. It's a long time today. Don't be gathering the sheep. Let's go. Give them the drink. Go out of pasture. See, there's a stinging shmuz for them. But I want to tell you what happens. If you have a shmuz, if you want to give a guy mussar, somebody did something wrong to you. I want to tell you how to do it and how not to do it. A guy did something wrong to you 2 days before, and the halach is, Bobby, I want you to hear this. Somebody does something wrong to you. The halach is, somebody does something wrong, you have to tell them. It's halach, it's a Rambam. It's halach, it's a Raisa. It's an Issa, the Raisa, to keep it quiet. You according to the Rambam, my sister's a chich, you're angry at somebody to tell. It's the healthiest thing. People explode inside, they have anger at a parent, at a relative, at this. The ultimate goal is to be able to express that person. It's a release for yourself. The Torah is full of healthiness. It's a big release to express. You did this and this to me. It hurt me badly. To express it, Yaakov Avinu, Kitzad Varim, is Yamusa to give somebody. If you walk up to the person that's in, you say, you know, what you did 2 days ago bothered me. So what happens is the person thinks, all you think about me is that. And all you've been thinking about for 2 days at that point, it comes out this, all your finger. You walk up and say, you know, 2 days you listened to me, that must have dominated your mind. Now it exploded out. And that must be how you perceive me. If I walk up to Bach and I say, you're doing this and this wrong, he perceives me as a bum. That's how you perceive me. However, you talk to the person first, Shmuzin, and mitoich dvarecha, within your words, you say, by the way, I want to give the musash, I want to tell you this and this. So it says to the guy, it's not all I think. The guy psychologically says, you're talking to me for 15 minutes. It obviously wasn't such a major point. Oh, by the way, something I wanted to tell you. It obviously wasn't, if it was so major, how do you talk for 15 minutes? If the guy is so burning, at certain times you're so burning, man, you have to do it. There are certain times. But over here, in a normal case, you give musa to somebody, you walk up to somebody, you say, by the way, I want to point it out, you're doing this. Your first shmooze is not all I see about you, I see a yid, and you want to correct the guy that people put on their talis wrong. Whereas tefillin's over, you want to tell him if the davening in general, not to me you're switching, you're talking to him. Especially in general, I notice, first shmooze, if you, all you're saying is you notice that aura, he says, all he sees about me is that. He didn't say I'm a yid. He didn't, I have other parts to me. I have eyes, I have a nose, I have other parts to me. All you see about me is this. First, speak about the person. Nachdem, by the way, this point also, is Yaakov Avinu, when he comes to the shepherds, he doesn't have, but he's like, what's going on? I see your people. Acha, he says such a friendly Russian, such an engaging language. Acha, my brothers. Neyayim, where are you from? Acha, my brothers, we connect. Then he has his famous Jewish conversation, says we connected, we're not strangers. Brother, you're not a stranger, we're connected. You know Lovin, I know Lovin. I even need you. How's he doing? There's something I need from you. I'm sure, sir, how's he doing? Thank you for being, you were a bearer of good news to me. You're a vaster type, I needed you for that, Basura. We're connected, you know Yenim, how's he doing? He's doing well, thank you. We're connected, I needed some information from you. I know some of you know, we're not a stranger, you're not a friend of the mensch, you're not a stranger. Not them a shpikul musa. The zisa midas of giving a musa, even when you give a musa, the zisa reifim. Daniel, that's what I think Pshad is over here. Mask him. The pasuk says as follows. It says that Vayev Yaakov is Rachel and Leah. Yaakov loved Rachel more than Leah. I will tell you the exact pasuk. It's pasuk lamed. Perich of test pasuk lamed. Zvayobay gamel Rachel v'yev gamis Rachel v'leah. He loved Rachel more than Leah. The pirush is he loved Leah. You can be certain Yaakov even loved Rachel, loved Leah. He loved Rachel more than Leah. Zot the next pasuk v'yar Hashem isenu Leah. Hashem sees Leah's hated. Rezla Kasha, it's a stirim sukkim. He says he loved Rachel more than Leah. Then Hashem sees Leah's hated. Doesn't say which she was hated. He loved Rachel more than Leah. Then Hashem sees Leah's hated. Is the pirush, like Shlomo said, that if there's an avah legabi a wife, if anything that comes before a wife, the Rebbeinu Shlom's lens is a sinner. By your wife, anything that comes before a wife is a degree of sinner to the wife. The Rebbeinu Shlom views it as a sinner. There are people in marriage who have conflicts, their parents, their mother and their wife. It's a normal tension. Every single lady is a normal halacha to recognize. The tension in daughter and a mother-in-law is a normal tension. Unavoidable. Normal. Doesn't have to be a fight. Many nashim and panis, they get along in a beautiful manner. There's a normal, certain type of tension that Chazal realized. And a husband always has to know that the wife comes first. Any person he puts in front of his wife, Al-Kain Yazidish is based on. Beisai, B'nai Beisai, we always clarify what it means. His mother, he has to, his wife's first. Any feeling that something comes first, something's more important, something's more chashuv, any feeling like that is a sin, is a degree of sinner. She's the most important. The avatar is immorality, it's more than anything, besides the much. It's immorality, it's more than anything, the avatar. Nothing else comes first, not his kiruv job, nothing else in the world comes first. I don't care if he's the belt to the kind, his wife's first, not his mother. The way he treats his wife, she's number one. She has to know that. And here, the reverse of Siski Snuaway, there was something that was first. There was another wife, not coming to invent the Taina Yankov. But the pasuk sees it as a sin of Leia. Something was more of an Abba. I can go on a shmooze now about Shalom Bayis. I don't want to do it right now. The person, as Shlomo says, you give to a wise person, the person has to increase the wisdom, has to think more. She tracks a lot about this point. Leah names her fourth child Yehuda. Zok the pasuk. What's pshat? But toimi apam oides Hashem. I thank Hashem. The other she called the child Yehuda to thank the Rebbeinu Shlomo. So I spoke this week in Yale. I went with Srili. I spoke to a group, Rav Shulman's group in Yale. And I told them a verse from my father that's very dear to me. My fourth son, that everyone knows, is Yehuda. And I hope that you say that verse is so good. And the Chavis Al-Baba says it. The Chavis Al-Baba is over there. I just say duties of the heart. I could say the Maimon Lashon. Chavis Al-Baba. The Chavis Al-Baba says that one of the Pirushim that we got Makat Toiv Tashem, and I'm going to explain a little more, I mean, so we view it etzem us. I view it, and not Makat Toiv Tashem, it's Kumsumir. It's coming to me, that's me, I deserve it. It's Kumsumir, I deserve it, that's me. Thank Hashem for that. It's Kumsumir, that's what comes to me. Of course, today Rabbi says a veil struggle, there's a lot of downness, people are sad, people are down and negative. It's a tremendous avodah, and avodah chashuv admoi, we're Yehudim, our essence, we're called Yehudim, we thank the Rosh Yedizah. Nothing comes to us, and the ikur yisrael of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kut mirnish, to appreciate everything. We say, I'm down, I'm depressed, I'm sad, start saying moedim, start thanking the Rosh Hashem. Say moedim and think something. Rav Igdalul gives the eitzel, which I think is a rizig eitzel, practical advice. Every time you vow moedim, don't waste the vow. Think one thing that before you vow, stop. Think one zachta, be moedim the Rosh to thank your Rosh Hashem for it. Vow for something. So my father tainted that Leah as her fourth child. What's why now she thanked Hashem? Why not for the first three? So my father, the pshat is because there were four imos. The four imos, Zilpah and Bilhah, as Rachel and Leah. Each aims Leah made a cheshbon was going to have three children. When she had her fourth shavit, she got Yosei Merchalki. More than it comes to me. Hapam Oides Hashem. Now certainly Leah felt in the first few more than comes to her. But this was such an awesome degree of Yosei Merchalki. She tangibly felt Yosei Merchalki. Now it's proper HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Yosei of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yosei Merchalki. It's more than I deserve. Always we have to view that. You know, we should come to a darga, and Leah was certainly on this darga. It's not the pshat, we need big stuff that's more than I deserve. Yet the clay is after Yosei Merchalki. The pshat though, Leah was saying Yosei of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When she was able to feel in such an awesome oipin of Yosei Merchalki, yes, it's mamish. It's the HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'miluai. It's a full HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the palm of this Hashem. Now I can mamish do what I've done a rizig oipin. And the avodah sa'adim is to always come to be a palm of this Hashem, to Yosei Merchalki. I called the rub with a shayla. I was nervous for them, my fourth son Yehuda, because the Ben Ezra learns it was a taina on Yehuda. The Ben Ezra, I called the rub because I was very concerned. The Ben Ezra says a palm of this Hashem was actually a taina. That's what she has. The end of the pasuk says Matamim Miledes. She had no more children. Zok the Ben Ezra, why? Because it's like she said, Hapam Ayus Hashem, because I don't want more. He loy echma v'yisloy. Hapam, now, okay, thank you Hashem, okay. Thank you Hashem. It's enough, Geruchshon. So, but Avad, it's not the name Yehuda. So the Rav told me, which I figured, I wanted to make sure. It's not the name Yehuda. It's the Hapam. It's the word Hapam. We say Yehuda, the Vilshon Mer, the Banisham, thank you for the Chesed. Baker, I want more. I say over Avad, which is the feeling we're supposed to have. The Mechaber says when we ask for Chesed, we're supposed to ask Hashem for Chesed, that we want, we're supposed to, when we ask it, we're supposed to ask for Chesed Hashem. Our feeling to the Rebbeinu Shel Chaim Tzvi is supposed to be as follows. We say the Chasana, we say, Yosa loyach loykoyach kimsois chasen al kala. We say, Yishama bar Yehuda, I'm sorry. We say, Yishama bar Yehuda, v'chutz Hashem, kol sev, what is the chasana? What does Oy Yishama mean? It will yet be heard, Oy Yishama bar Yehuda, v'chutz Hashem, kol sev. Mandy, listen to this word. It will yet be heard the sound of Hasan and Kalas in Eretz Yisrael. Bar Yehuda, v'chutz Hashem, it shall yet be heard. We're vinching on for Mashiach. What shaykes to a chasna? What shaykes are a chasna with inching on for Mashiach? Enjoy the chasna. Yet it was more pessimistic. What's the cat? We're sitting at a chasna. The chasna says, what's it for the chasna? Enjoy the chasna. What's the guy saying that he'll yishoma, but he will yet be heard the chutzi shalayim, kol sasim, kol simch. Enjoy the chasna. Sorry. I don't mean, yishoma do anything. So yet be heard in Yerushalayim. Perhaps the idea is as follows. The person is so overwhelmed with Chesed Hashem, with Kuf Yenish, with Zayichet Vesimcha, Chosem Mekala, Kasha Zivug and Kriyas Yamsuf. We're so appreciative of Chesed Hashem. Is the pshat. Somebody gives me something unexpected. You push it, say, you push it so well Chesed. I got this already. I can wish for it all already. If you give a guy a dollar, he doesn't say, give me a dollar, give me $1 million. I gave you a dollar, I will give you $1 million. The guy doesn't say, you gave me a dollar, give me $1 million. Just say there, you gave me a dollar, I'm not. Doesn't mean you'll give me $1 million. But the pirush is when the person chaps every chesed Hashem is $1 million. It's kum me'anesh, yoisi mechelki, apam oides Hashem, yoisi mechelki. So the person chaps, you're giving me $1 million, I have no shaykes to this. Any of the chesed Hashem. You ready giving me this? On your show, I'll get it all already. I'll talk to you. It's not a... To me, there's no chiddush submission, this dollar, $1 million. I have no shaykes. On your show, you know what? I'll get you mizarechim, kol sasim, kol simcha. You know what, Rabbanish, I'll give it all to me. You're giving me this already. I have no shaykes to this. I'm so overwhelmed with your chesed Hashem. It's my lucky day today. I'm buying a lottery ticket. On your show, you know who's Yishalayim. That's when the attitude is kukenish, doesn't come to me. That's the yisayid of Kursa Toi. It's a big yisayid of Kursa Toi. But it's kukenish, it doesn't come to us. It's not entitlement. It's yoisi mechelki. It's not something because I had yesterday. It means I'm entitled today. Yesterday was yesterday's matana. It doesn't entitle us right to the market toi to the barishlam. And become more of the market toi to the barishlam. Rachel finally zeichet to a child. So she names the child Yosef. So I said over also in Yale, she names the child Yosef. And Rashi says, why is it Yosef? The pasuk says, also Hashem is kerfasim. Hashem has removed my embarrassment. Comes Rashi, and Rashi says, what also Hashem is kerfasim? Zok Rashi, what does it mean Hashem's removed my embarrassment? Hashem put her in the spashlo tira. I used to be for an embarrassment that I'm not karva. That's Rashi's first guy. Rashi means Magada. Is broad Magada. Calls man Shailisha Bain, ain't loving me with Lois Sirchina. She has nobody to be toil her mistakes in. Mate, Mishigesh Laben Toilabuddy, Misha Makliza, Bincha, Miracha, Tainima, Elu, Bincha, she blames everything on the child. Beforehand, the lady gets all the blame. A lady's late anywhere, she's a child, it's the child. A lady breaks a dish, she said, he stressed me out. Oh, you got me all nervous, you caused me to break a dish. Anything bad happens now, it's the child's fault. So you remove my embarrassment, I can blame it on the kid. Frank of Chaim Shmulovitz, here's a Nevuah, a Nevi'ah. Rachel is Zoychet after the Shiftei Kav. She had tremendous lofty machshavos. Tremendous lofty akaras atoyf Hashem. What she's saying, she calls him Yosef, thank you, remove my embarrassment. Now I break a dish, I have who to blame it on. Zoychet of Chaim Shmulovitz. Certainly that God does not say in his all she thanked Hashem for it. That God is teaching her akaras atoyf to get every detail. Certainly she brought the big stuff, but it means she didn't miss this either. In her feelings, in thinking about all the big stuff that the Baruch Shalom did, all the great, great things that Rebbeinu Shlom did, she didn't miss the little stuff either. And of course, that Torah's mechayiv to recognize every little detail. And it means she even recognized Ad Kedei Kach, Rachel the Nevuah. Nevuah thanked for hours, days, and years the Rebbeinu Shlom, all chesed, even got to this point. She noticed every nafkamina to it. She didn't say thank you in general. She noticed Ad Kedei Kach. She noticed how wide Ad Kedei Kach, down to the nitty gritty, down to the fact that I do break a dish, it's a milo. She noticed, she appreciated that also. People, when Victor Miller spoke about Kursa Toy, he spoke appreciating buttons. The godless of buttons, the nitty gritty, say the buttons, that bigger stuff, bigger fish to fry, the bigger things to appreciate. But the Yisrael of course have taught us to notice down to the last detail. Somebody does say, oh, you made a nice suga. Did you notice that your wife, your foot, that the exact, like, you have to notice the details. She didn't just make a nice meal for you. Do you notice in the cake, the icing she put on top, and she put the icing on it anyway, she spent time on that. To notice, not just to get lost in the bigger details, you like the cake. The little details are also, of course, have taught us to notice details. Makir Taiva, yes, that's the good, I notice all the details. And Rachel, certainly, the Rebbeinu Shlom got a Matnas Hashem, she noticed down to the smallest detail of the Matnas Hashem. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein said, when Yaakov tells the Mois that it's time to leave Lavan, Hashem came and told Yaakov in a dream, he says to leave here. He has a message from Malachalakim. He has a message from Hashem, leave Lavan. So he tells Rachel Leah, it's time to leave. Batan Rachel Leah, Batayman Aloy. Rachel Leah responds, I think we want to stay here. We don't want to be here anyway. They're Emois and Avios. Hashem said it's time to leave. Why are they saying we didn't want to be here anyway? If they do want to be there? Your brother Shalom said go, so go. Zakir Moshe is famous, he said God. He says that the first mishpacha is in America. Many of the kids went off the derech. And the parents were saying, nefesh for Yiddishkeit. So Moshe said, had the kids go off the derech. Such mysterious nefesh. And he said, the parents used to fetch and say, shveret zayin ayid. Oh, it's difficult to be a yid. It's difficult, I'm out of here. The kid opted out. So Moshe says, a shveret zayin ayid, he brings the drash Moshe. It's hard to be yid, it's hard, we're out of here. It's good for Zayin Ayin, it's geschmack, it's nevalik to be in. But Rachel and Leah, who are the Imois of Klal Yisrael, who are two of the Imois of Klal Yisrael, whose job it is to be mechanech, the shiv they come. So the Shvatim were listening in, they say, you think we want to be a Zachivaldig? They could have said, Zeir Hashem, Ush, Nebuch, Agirish Svarnazah, an expulsion. We have to leave. The Rebbeinu Shlom says, the Golos, the Rebbeinu Shlom, if that's what you will, with the heavy hearts, and they leave. No! It's much less what we want. I spoke in a Vav last night, a beautiful pasuk that Olam had in the Darim. The people know the drush. Victor Miller, like in his shayor, gives a little jab to something that always bothers me. Many pesukim, people know the drush. Today they know the machshava, they can tell you the aleph and the beis and the gematrias and alts. But sometimes the pshat we ignore. Victor Miller is on the side. Everybody knows the drash. Don't forget the pshat. He says. We learned the pasuk in Adarim, it's a pasuk in Mishlei. Yesh baitka kemad krois cherev. Some people's expression, yesh baita, some's expression, kemad krois cherev, is like a stab of a sword. But the language of the sages cures, heals. Pasuk in Mishlei. The Gemara in Adarim, Darish, you remember this pasuk time, so you were coming before you came. It says, yesh baita kemad krois cherev. So you see the Gemara Darshan in the Darim that some people's language gets them stabbed. Yesh Baita they express, they make the Darim. And whoever makes a Nedir deserves to be stabbed. There's a Pesach. If I wouldn't know he deserves to be stabbed, I wouldn't have a Nedir. The Gemara speaks of it, it's a good Pesach. Yesh Baita, some have an expression, Gemara is a good stabbed. And the language of Chachamim gets them healed, means Sheilas Chacham. But But the Pashav Shah and the Pasuk means that people whose speech is sharp, negative, what the Shari Tshuva of Elyona calls a nargan, the complainer, that people always clutching, oh, it's the shver, on the Rabbanu Shalom's mission for them, what the Rabbanu Shalom sends them, oh, it's terrible, oh, I'm down, oh. They sing the blues, Yom Balayla, nargan. Oh, kvetching, I'm an old. I get upset. I said it recently. Bacha Krebs, you're not supposed to say that. Taco was a shot to shrimp the joke. People complain. You have a 30-year-old guy goes on a court and plays bands. I'm an old man. You're 30 years old. You're a little kid. It's not a complaining type of method. You know, Bacha's 20. He's like, oh, I'm an old man. What are you kvetching an old man? You're a young guy. My father's 60. But isn't he, by the way, getting old? No, man. He sits in the court running like a kid. You're old. But they're kvetch. A Yid told me on himself, he was 80 years old, and he complained in front of Mashkiach, called Torah. He was a Yid well into his 80s. I don't think he's acting Mashkiach today. He's a tzaddik. A big Baal Musa in the dirt. And this Baal Musa screamed at him, your Baruch Hashem gives you so much life. You're kvetching. You're kvetching. He held that this Yid. He told me himself, the lies. Another Yid, he kvetched in front of Mashkiach, called Torah. He yelled at him. You kvetch. Appreciate. Don't clash, don't be an argument. L'shoyin chachamim, wise people of healing language, speak optimistically. Why? The fool, the baita, the expresser, the average guy, can mark yourself like swords. He's always complaining. Wrong. The Vidimul Reis Chazal, the Anocha, Shoyin the Guf. It's a Katzer Chayim, the Gemara Bavitzi. What? It says something groans in the Katzer Chayim, it shortens a person's life. The appreciation of Chayim, it groans and groans, is the Imois, the Mechanechoi, the Shiftei Kod, they say, you think we want to be here? It's the Chavala, the Rosh Hashanah says to go. We lived our whole life here, the Rosh Hashanah says to go, it's the Chavala. Halei Nechmiya, it's the Shabbat, but it's real good. The positive attitude. Now, Victor Miller, in the Shmooz, he says optimism. He says in Hebrew, it quotes optimism. It quotes the optimism. I think pessimistic guy, a moaner, groaner, terrible. Stretchman, a skvaldin, appreciate things. That's a lo nechias l'shabbat. We want to go. We're not viewing this as a hard stuff. Just ha'ara, Lovin is a tifa liar. There's one. I didn't see. It's my own ha'ara. Say with Trevor. I don't know if I'm right. I want to share that. See, I never. I'm saying over so many zachen that I've. That I've said before, for something new for Ezi, a hard success is Lovin says, Yaakov and Lovin make a deal together. They make a deal together. Lovin's fetching away that you ran away, you stole my kids and wife, like Mamash, a self-righteous speech. But I have such a love. Yaakov, Tzadik Yaakov Avinu, who killed his Erlichkeit, Yaakov's Erlichkeit, he killed himself for love, and he knocks us, he's working in the core and the chayim, and the cold and the heat. He describes in his own account how hard he worked, Yaakov Avinu, how hard he worked for a cheat, you ganavti yom, ganavti laila, you stole me day and night, and I still, he could have said, kumti, it deserves you back, I need to work Erlich for you, Dargana, he worked Erlich. After all this, just a liar who Lovin is, this is such a thing a liar would say. It's a certain liars besides saying lies. The first one, the worst one they lie is themselves. They're so like not real about where they're holding who they are. They're so not real who they're dealing with. Lovin says a lie to Yaakov that I can so see a liar saying. And it's so the view of a liar. It's mad. And when he said this line, I was learning the parasha. It gets me mad, this line. Now, the Mefarshim say it's shat, but I think maybe this is just how a liar deals it. Lovin says, let's make a deal together. They put a galay, they put this thing that should be like an aid for both of them. They make a treaty together, came with a treaty. And he says, what's the treaty? Don't you dare, what, Yaakov, your side of the bargain, and ta'anes b'noisa, and tikach noshwa b'noisa, and ishi manu, don't tame my daughters. Don't beat up my daughters. The part of the deal is don't be ma'ana. Don't pain my daughters. The self-righteous love of Yaakov is a tzaddik, who's a vada, the ikur of he's not a mufrach tzaddik. Yaakov Avinu is on the kisei hakavod. The demus, the tzur of Yaakov is on the kisei hakavod. Yaakov Avinu, who shayna yet dipped up in the Torah, you could be certain he treated his wives in an oif in the flawed mari that we can't be massing. How Yaakov Avinu treated his wives. How he treated his wife, and what does Laban say to him? I'm making a deal. The deal is, you can't mistreat my daughters. If Ta'an has been Isaiah, Yaakov, be very careful. Bum, you lying thief. The whole way he treats Yaakov as if, like, from his own musagim, such a deceitful person, his worldview. Don't even as you told to Yaakov, Laban, you gotta worry, you're a bum. But the self-righteous love, I'm nervous about you, Yaakov Avinu. Don't mistreat my daughters. You're a bum. They, Rachel, they don't lie. They say, Yaakov, Laban mistreated us. Nachuyes nechshavnuwa, he didn't treat us nicely. That's what Rachel, they say. He didn't treat us nicely here. Nachuyes nechshavnuwa. But the Laban lies to himself, looks at Yaakov, he's not concerned about you, Yaakov. I'm concerned you'll mistreat my daughters. You're a liar, you bum. And Ta'an, it makes me mad, you said to Yaakov, if you mistreat my daughters. I remember years ago, there was a guy, I don't know if he's alive or not, there was a man who was a modern man, he used to check with the yeshiva guys, it's in elementary school, he used to check with the yeshiva bachim. He was going after us. He's a little modern man, so I got him nervous, I don't know his nisyonos, I don't know, his family was more modern, he used to check with the kids, got him nervous, they were from the kids. He used to yell at us in an undeserved manner many times. And I remember the Mayo, Rabbi Glenn, is a Tyree, the Mayo from my Kinderlach. And I remember, he's my sixth grade Rebbe, and I remember that one time, this particular Yid yelled at us that we don't have cover for the Beis Knesses. We didn't even do anything, but he was always trying to check for the kids. Some chip on the shoulder, and he was yelling at us, screaming, you have no cover for the Beis Knesses. I remember I Glenn saying, they have in one pinky more cover. He defended us. Until today, it's interesting, I was a sixth grader. I remember until today that he defended us. He left the Roshim. Sometimes people complain to a Rebbe, you always believe. I told the Roshim when we opened the yeshiva. It didn't happen, it never materialized. I told Rabbi Kevin, I was nervous. We're moving to Waterbury in yeshiva. They never saw Jews before. They're going to be people that are in for Jews. I figured, Baruch Hashem, we haven't that tzaris. Not much. But I figured if you love it in. So I said, I want you to know beforehand, I want you to remember this, I told the Shiva, that it might be people who are going to complain about the Bachelor, say, those boys, they're wild, they're just letting out, they have kindness, the Jews get them nervous. So don't quickly believe it. Sometimes the Rebbe Yafusha believes quickly. So people said the Bachelor are doing, don't believe it so fast. Bachelor are good, Amir Kulam Tzadikim, Bachelor are Fada Tzadikim, I heard. Don't believe it, Yedda has a chip on the shoulder and says, those boys are wild. They're not so wild. I say it after it happens, the Shiva, but I wanted to say before it ever happened, don't, if anybody can believe this may happen, still, it hasn't happened, Hashem, don't believe so fast. My young kids also, don't believe somebody tells you, doesn't take it into account, that's not always true, sometimes a guy stands, woke up on the wrong side, and he rips your kids, don't believe it so fast. They might have been good, huh? They might have just been kids. Kids sometimes act like kids. I yell at my three-year-old, you're acting like a three-year-old. And I did, it's not like a three-year-old. Kids act like kids sometimes, don't move so fast. So I remember my sixth grade Rebbe defending us. He said, they have more cover-based kness in one pinky than you have in your whole body. That was the expression he used. That's the expression, exact expression he used. It was paraphrased, but the expression was the expression of, in one pinky they have more cover-based than you have in your whole body. He said it to this man. Defended us, shepherding the kids, stop shepherding them. And more it was me. Lovin walks up to Yaakov, and Yaakov, it was 10 years. Yaakov, I'm have to make a deal with you. Okay? Yaakov shakes his hand. Aaron, look, Yaakov, you can't say that, won't be money good. Okay, Rashi says chat, and make sure to give him tashmish. And Avadi could say, there's certainly a level of chat that Lovin was saying. He's worried about the kedusha of Yaakov, you know. He's going to be a payrish, make sure not to hurt my children. Yaakov, as a payrish, also knows not to hurt your children. They're going to feel the greatest glick to be married to Yaakov Avinu. They feel, oh, lucky being your son, Laban. They say, Nachriyais Nachshavnuloi. But it's the crookedness of a cheater, Rabbi Say, cheats himself with anybody else. This is the final point I want to make. I'm going to quote a Pasuk Mishlei for this. And this is the main verse I want you to leave with. I'm ending Kol Hoylech Achar Chitam. To be a person who's a liar, the biggest curse for a liar is what he fools himself. That he fools the Velt, okay? But he fools himself. He's the worst Einish for a liar, is he fools himself. is recognition of what Lavan could walk up to a Yaakov Avinu, you faith liar. Walk to a Yaakov Avinu, make sure not to pay me, because Yaakov said, his view of Yaakov Avinu is that you're the Chayiro, your daughter said, Yachiris the Shavnu. He's a person whose your daughters are the greatest glick that they're married to Yaakov Avinu. But you, they're fighting over Yaakov Avinu. It's clear about what they felt about Yaakov Avinu, fighting over the Dayish. Yaakov Avinu, they're married to Yaakov, Rabbi Yisrael. Yaakov Avinu is the pshat that a liar, Lavan's view, Lavan walks up to Yaakov with this, such a distorted view of who he is. You're the mistreater, you're that loy mechriyas nechshavnu. Yaakov is Yaakov Avinu, the Isha Emes. And he walks up to Yaakov Avinu, make sure, in Tanes Benoisai, make sure not to pain my daughters. Your lack of clarity in who you are is a pasuk in Mishlei. And that memory, I don't know Mishlei well, I looked up the pasuk, I'm trying to remember where it was. Yes, there. Hafachfach derech ish v'zar. Pasuk Mishlei, Perech Hafalach Pasaches. Hafachfach derech ish v'zar. Hafachfach means crooked. It says that Achashverosh was hafachfachan, back, forward, this way, that way. It means crooked. Crooked is the way of man and foreign. It explains to Ben Yoyna that a person is like a zar, like a stranger to himself. The people have no sheikhs, they're such liars, they're so not erlich. They have no sheikhs to knowing themselves. They're so not honest. I told Pini even a vait mashal, that sometimes a guy hurts your cover. You sure can hurt me. You're so not honest with yourself. Hafafchich, ish, derech ish v'zar. Crooked is the way of man and foreign. It's foreign to himself. He's crooked. He's so not erlich. He's like a stranger to himself. Admit it. It did hurt my covenant. The greatest zach and musr, Bali musr, always realizing in themselves that they have good self-esteem. Realize it did hurt my covenant. To be honest with yourself, not to be a crooked person. A love and ends up with such an illusion of who he is, who Yaakov Avinu is. To learn myself, to be honest, who I am, that did bother me. It hurts me when you do that. You don't have to say it's great. I spoke about being optimistic. You should be an optimistic person. Honest with myself. I'm trying to guide myself to being more positive. I'm trying to work on myself, but with an honesty of who I am, of what I am. I'm headed in good, I find it. I should be honest with that also. But to look up to be an honest person. And the love and the crooked person, Oiva Avoy, this parsha, that line tells me how valuable to stay from being a liar. The liar can look at a Yaakov Avinu as the ultimate of truth, of emes, of midas tovus, and he's in tanes benoisai, a self-righteous lover who doesn't have an inkling of who he is, who Yaakov Avinu is. The person has to work on himself not to be a straight person, an erlich person, to understand himself, not to be a stranger. Don't be a stranger yourself. Discover yourself, Das. When Yisrael used to say that the number one Yisrael of Musa is Das Atik, to know yourself. Don't be a liar with yourself. Straight who I am, what I am. So good self-awareness.